that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today I have in the studio my co-host, Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. And then we're fortunate to have, as a returning guest, two returning guests, Penny Cook.
Hello.
And Del Bates.
Hello.
Hello. So good to have you guys back.
Thank you.
We had an amazing program when you guys were here last. So we wanted to continue on with that. And again, as the Lord has been, has put upon my heart to keep May 17th on the front burner, because on May 17th of this year, President Trump said, we are inviting Americans from all across the country to come together on our National Mall to pray, give thanks, and rededicate America as one nation under God. As the country approaches its semi-quincentennial, the day will begin at sunrise with worship and in thanks and praise for how God has powerfully shaped our nation and our people for 250 years. The American people will be invited to remember the unmistakable hand of God at work in our national life, ask God's blessings for the next 250 years, and solemnly rededicate our country as one nation under God. We are looking forward to that. I know I'm looking forward to it. I won't physically be there, but I know that they're going to be broadcasting it all over different live streams. And there's many people that are involved with this rededicate 250 is what the name of that is. It says it's going to be amplified nationwide through coordinated media coverage and live streams to churches and partner organizations. A lead-up series featuring pastors and partners will highlight the role of faith in American history and civic life in the weeks preceding the gathering. So that's probably taking place right now. And if you go to the website, whitehouse.gov/freedom250/America-praise/, if you're going to remember all that, the website itself for the White House has information about it. The Freedom 250 has a lot of information about different events that are taking place. And then the America Praise also has a bunch of good information, a lot of different people that are praying, people that have been praying since the beginning of the year, not only for this event, but also for the 250th celebration that they're going to be having later on. But again, with the May 17th, I've been looking through prayers and proclamations in American history. So I've been kind of covering those each program. So today I wanted to talk about President Abraham Lincoln's call for a day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And this is from March 30th, 1863. It says, as the nation tore itself apart in civil war, President Abraham Lincoln urged the American people to examine their relationship with God and scriptures and to conform their lives to that standard. And this was his proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. We have been recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserves us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all of these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we became too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray that God made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. I do not doubt that our country will finally come through safe and undivided. But do not misunderstand me. I do not rely on the patriotism of our people, the bravery and devotion of the boys in blue, or the loyalty and skills of our generals, but the God of our fathers, who raised up this country to be the refuge and asylum of the oppressed and downtrodden of all nations, will not let it perish now. I may not live to see it. I do not expect to see it. But God will bring us through safe. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Doesn't that,
gives you chills.
Does that not just feel like this is written a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Help us, Lord God. You know, I know that today we want to enter into a time of prayer for our nation. And there's just so many things that all of us are concerned about. There is a division. There's discord. There's disunity. Mm-hmm. There's strife. There's anger. Mm-hmm. There is wrath. There is murder. There is criticism. There's pride and envy and jealousy and gossip, complaining, evil speaking, lying, all kinds of wickedness that's being hurled through the air over media of all sorts, social media, television media. And if we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're going to sink. Our hearts, you know, are weighed heavily, but we know that our God is here to answer and to turn our nation around if we will humble ourselves. We, all of us, me, you, everybody else, it's up to every single individual to humble themselves.
And that's what I'm hearing in this, because he ends up saying God will bring us through safe.
Yes.
But before that, he's saying we need to confess. We need to come back to God.
Yes.
And basically that's what 2 Chronicles 7:14 is saying.
Yes.
If my people who are called by my name, that's us as believers, will humble themselves, pray, seek his face and repent from their wicked ways. Then I will hear. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I feel like a broken record because Del and I talk about that on our podcast a lot, but it just needs to be repeated constantly. If we do this, if we return to God and confess our sins and change our ways, we've allowed so much wickedness in our nation, so many things that are against God. You know, people talk about offended. we've offended God. Mm. And we need to look in the mirror, as you were saying earlier. And it's about what we do.
That's right. And you know, again, as I had referred to in the last program, that the Lord showed me, or the Lord spoke to me and said that President Trump, and I'm using President Trump because things start from the top and they trickle down. Mm-hmm. So when the Lord showed me and told me that President Trump, he was going to use President Trump as a mirror, so that he's holding up a mirror so that the nation can take a look at itself. And the nation is made up of people. That's us, individuals that belong in the nation, that are born here and raised here. And when we look into that mirror, when we look at the President of the United States, who has the authority that God can move his heart, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he moves it whichever mm-hmm. way he desires. President Trump was elected, yes, based on our voting and our privileges, but God is the one who sets people up mm-hmm. into office.
Amen.
And he's our president, and we have to just see what God is doing. Mm-hmm. We've got to see things in the spirit. It's almost as if up until this point in life, it seems like maybe I haven't looked at that the leaders as that we're in the spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a spiritual battle.
Yep.
Maybe we've been through it all through the history, as President Lincoln has here.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in that spiritual battle,
yeah.
a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a spiritual war.
I think that spiritual battle has amped up recently.
Yes, exactly.
It never goes away, because we always have an enemy trying to thwart what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now it's coming to the surface more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's enough people talking about it that people are being awakened to
yeah.
it.
Yes.
And
like we have, like this prayer says, we've taken it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe we've taken our freedom for granted.
Yes.
Because it's just the way we live and what we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like having food in your, here you go again, having food in your refrigerator.
Right.
As long as it's there, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But if the funds dry up, you know what? There's not going to be food in the fridge. But it's the same with our freedom. It's mm-hmm. been there, so we just take it for granted.
Yeah.
We
mm-hmm.
have it. But it's coming to a cracking point,
mm-hmm.
and I think many people are bringing it to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about what you just prayed in the bottom of it, where it says that it's not man who's going to do it. It's
yeah.
not the bravery
right.
and the devotion
mm-hmm.
of the boys in the blue,
mm-hmm.
the loyalty and the skill for all our generals. No, it's through God that it's going to happen. That's how it's going to happen. But the God of our fathers who
mm-hmm.
raised up this country
mm-hmm.
to be a refuge, an asylum of the oppressed,
yes.
that's who is the only one. But
mm-hmm.
What he says, and I may not live to see it, I do not expect to see it, but God will bring us through safe and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we've talked about we want to pray. It's like that's what we pray,
yes.
that God will bring us through.
Mm-hmm.
Not one man's going to do it.
That's right.
Only him.
And that's, I think, you know, so important to keep in mind that it's God that is going to do it. And, you know, you mentioned that God sets up leaders,
mm-hmm.
and you may not like the leader that he set up. But if we're praying and if we're looking to God and what his word says, we don't have to be all fearful and anxious over mm-hmm. who the leader is. Our leader is God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, especially, Dale, when you mentioned, you know, that particular part where it says, I do not rely on, you know, the bravery and devotion of the boys in blue, that just triggered a dream I had a few years back again, it was really interesting because it took me the time of Reformation, and it took me where George Washington, you know, the scene of that famous painting, right, of him on his knee. But in the dream, it showed me all the men in the, you know, the red coats and the blue coats, and how the men in the blue coats, they were all bowing down on their knees in this posture of prayer. Mm-hmm. And again, prayer is really, really essential in this hour. It was back then. And it was that prayer, you know, I felt like he was reminding me, it was that prayer that George Washington, when he called for that moment,
right?
Listen, we're at the end of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? There's no way. I think it was that time of the fog, right? When the fog, when the God fog. Created that mirror, you know, there's no way we can do this. Mm-hmm. This is going to have to take a God intervention, the providence of our God to move before us in order to win this victory.
Yes.
Not the, you know, all of it works together, but it's God ultimately bringing out the victory. Just like Sean had said, I think it was the broadcast before the last one, where he was saying, you know, Apollos and, you know, Paul, you know, as far as watering, right, and planting the seed. But right. God brings the increase,
yeah.
You know, as we're planting the seeds of prayer, right, as those continue to stand, like not fall asleep, like you talked about in your book, the passivity, you know, like walking on that minefield. I mean, walking blind, you know, and continue to devaluing our freedoms, you know, thinking that they're just always going to be there.
Yeah.
You
have to constantly fight for them.
We
and one of the ways we fight for them is in prayer. But I love that you mentioned being at the end of yourself. It's a shame that we have to get to the end of ourselves before we'll finally get on our knees many times. But, you know, I love the way Abraham Lincoln said, intoxicated with unbroken success. We have become intoxicated with our success and fooled into thinking that we've, you know, we're all that. We've got it all together.
That's right.
Too proud to pray to the God that made us, to the God that that made this country. We've forgotten God. But his word says, return to me and I will return to you. I love that because his mercy is always there. He's waiting for us to return and confess our sins and change our ways.
Amen.
Come back to him because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, when I was reading this, I was thinking about the Israelites and how many times, they cried out to God and then he saved them and everything was wonderful. And then they just went right back and then came back again. So in Psalm 106, Psalm 106 verse 6, it says here, like our ancestors, we have sinned. We have done wrong. We have acted wickedly. Our ancestors in Egypt were not impressed by the Lord's miraculous deeds. They soon forgot his many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against him at the Red Sea. Even so, he saved them to defend the honor of his name and to demonstrate his mighty power. He commanded the Red Sea to dry up, and he led Israel across as if it were a desert. So he rescued them from their enemies and redeemed them from their foes. Then the water returned and covered their enemies, and not one of them survived. Then his people believed his promises. Then they sang his praise. Yet how quickly they forgot what he had done. They wouldn't wait for his counsel. And then it just goes on and on. But
they were like a yo-yo, up and down, up and down.
And I fear that that's where we are in our nation today.
And when they returned to the Lord, mm-hmm. the Lord blessed. And when they fell away, mm-hmm. he would warn, he would try to woo them back. But eventually, he would have to allow their enemies to overtake yes. them, mm-hmm. to wake them up. And finally, they would come back, and he would bless them again. Mm-hmm. And it just went back and forth.
That's right.
Are we those people?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we do it in our lives individually. You know, I was praying about something earlier today, and was like asking the Lord for help with something. And then I was like, well, you know what? I didn't ask you for help for something else a few days ago. So, you know, then you begin to think about, you know, we just kind of just do whatever we want when we feel like it without really paying any attention to the Lord. And I think that that's where we need to come in maturity to the Lord, is to just always be aware and in communion with him, so that, you know, where it says to keep in step with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Keep in step.
Del, you were talking in the other show that we were on about the stones of remembrance in the Old Testament. And it's almost like we need to
remember.
We need to find ways to remind ourselves to pray and to be in God's word. Scriptures all over your home. Be intentional about prayer. Mm-hmm. Don't be so passive and casual about it. It is warfare.
It definitely is. And speaking of prayer, I just, you know, feel like we should go into a time of prayer, you know, to pray for different, we can just pray the things that are on your heart, you know, the issues that, you know, really bug you the most. And, you know, with regard to the nation and maybe towards this May 17th day of rededication to the Lord, or whatever each one of us wants to pray, we can.
It's really funny because I brought something to read. I did not feel last week to read it. But because of what you guys have just talked about now, and you're talking about how, I just almost want to cry, like how we call out to God and then fall away. Yeah. And the psalm you just read, how they called out to God, they fall away. But God saying, you forgot. So it's about his heart. And I don't know, I just feel like God's saying, read it, read it. So what you said is about getting close to God. So this one night, I just was calling out to God, like, God, what is going to happen to our nation? That was really my question. So he brought me to the book Ezekiel and the wheel and how he called Ezekiel to be a prophet. And then it was like he just gave me this poem, which is, I think, what we really need to pray is what he said here. But it says, I see Mandami in his underwear. I don't know what it means, but somehow God is moving as though it seems. And this is the part. No, it's not my plan for America to be taken away. No, it's not my plan. Hear now what I say. For I am waiting for my church to come into arise, for them to now take over and not their evil spies. I'm waiting for my church to say again, no more. This is not your place. Return unto your shore. For we were founded on God, one nation under him. Yes, now you must believe that's how we did begin. And if that's not in your heart and that's not your way, then before God moves his hand, quickly go away. But the church must come as one, and now to its aid, before the window closes and a spade is called a spade. And I believe that's where we need to pray for the church to come as one.
Yes.
Father, we do. We pray this morning right now as a group, Lord, that your church will waken up and get away from all their indifferences, but come and pray as one for one nation under God, for us to return.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And that starts with confession. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. See if there be any wicked way in us, individually and as a nation, and lead us to your everlasting. Help us to repent, Lord, and turn back from our sins, that they may be blotted out, that times of refreshing can come from your presence with us, Lord. Refreshing because of your mercy and your grace that you're just waiting to extend to us. So we seek you, God. We seek your forgiveness. Help us, Lord.
Yeah, I just this is I'm gonna pray specifically Romans 12 because I keep hearing it. Just because I want to agree, even though Abraham Lincoln is with the Lord, I want to agree with what he said in the beginning. So I want to align myself with his heart at that time, during that time. And and he said, you know, to conform our lives to that standard. It's like I'm with him in agreement, the urgency today to conform our lives to his standard. And right away it took me to Romans 12, and what is the standard? It said, brothers and sisters. And I pray this, brothers and sisters, in light of all I have shared with you about God's mercies, I urge you to offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to God, a sacred offering that brings him pleasure. This is your reasonable and sensual worship. Do not allow this world to mold you in its own image. Instead, be transformed from the inside out by renewing your mind. And as a result, you will be able to discern what God wills and whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete. Amen. And you know, he's also taking me back with this speech. I believe it was shortly after A House Divided Cannot Stand, right? That was like a few years after. This was 1863. You know, it says a house divided against itself cannot stand. And that comes from Matthew 12, 25. We don't have to go there, but just for your notes. And Mark 3, 23. But it's interesting that he said, you know, if we continue this divide, and back then it was being enslaved, right? It was a country that was enduring, you know, half slave and half free, which he says it's a threat. It's a threat to national unity. Yeah, but I'm seeing that in the spirit now, that there's still this place where they want to remain as slaves, even what Karen said about the Israelites. Even in right there at the end of the Red Sea, like facing the Red Sea, they were still rebelling against God. And they were still willing to go back to be enslaved.
Right.
It's like right now, there's many of you right now. This nation is divided. There's those that want to remain in spiritual slavery. Spiritual slavery.
Right.
Spiritual darkness, spiritual ignorance, okay? And there's half of us that are free, that are walking in the freedom of Jesus Christ, that are walking in the freedoms that this nation, that many have died for. It's like unify under one God, under one baptism, under one Holy Spirit, undivided. I am so tired of us being tossed to and fro.
Yeah.
I am so tired of living in those middle. We are in a middle place mm-hmm. right now. And if we remain there, we're going to be tossed to and fro. If mm-hmm. we remain there, the waves of the lies and what is trying to come against us will drown us. But I say, arise and shine. Arise and shine. For the glory of God is here, is at hand. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that as each and every one of us is speaking into these microphones, that is reaching the airways, that it's changing. It's changing the hearts of man. It's changing the mindsets, Lord, that we've taken on the world system. And Lord, we say we'll return back to your ways, to Amen. Your truth, to Amen. Your light, to your standard, oh God. Amen. Thank you that awakening is happening, that more and more as the word is going out, as the prayers are being poured out.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's just overflowing. It's overwhelming. We will not stop praying. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're a God that answers prayers mm-hmm. and moves in prayers and even moves outside of prayers, for your will mm-hmm. be done on earth as it is in heaven in this nation. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' Amen. Name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. And in Joel 2, even now declares the Lord, return to me mm-hmm. with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. Mm-hmm. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing.
Amen.
Grain offerings and drink offerings.
Amen.
For the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. We're blowing the trumpet yes. right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
We're blowing the trumpet Amen. And saying, return yes. to the Lord. Return to him. Return with fasting and weeping, if you must. Return to him with all of your heart. He's looking for hearts. He wants his children to know his heart. Yes. And to know his heart, you have to give him your heart.
Yes.
Many are bruised and broken and battered, as Nanette was just saying, in the middle places. We're talking to the church. We're talking to those that know the Lord. Yet you're being tossed to and fro, mm-hmm. even at this time. And the Lord is saying, return mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. Just look to me. Return to me. Surrender. Lay it all down. There's nowhere else to go
yeah.
but to the feet of yes. Jesus.
Amen.
You know, he gave his life. He gave his life for you so that you could live, so that you could go free, so that you could be forgiven of your sins, so that you would be able to live an abundant life. But it requires a surrender. And the Lord is asking our nation in this time to mm-hmm. surrender to him. Surrender to his ways. Surrender to what he's speaking to you personally. And surrender to your part in this nation at this mm-hmm. time. What is your part? Only you know what your part is. And prayer is the best place to start.
Yes.
So surrender your heart to him today and ask him, what do you want me to do, Lord? How do you want me to proceed in my life, in the nation, as far as our nation is concerned? It had mentioned before, now's the time for every good man to come to the aid of their country. The Lord is calling his army to stand up in this time, to stand up, to put your armor on, and fight for this nation as Abraham Lincoln did back at this time in 1863, and then even the weeks before that in 1776 and later years. All these people that gave their lives for this nation, God brought them all here at different times to cover this nation and to entrust this nation to God. So return to him today.
And it says in your word, Lord, that every knee shall bow.
Amen.
And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Knowing what you did for us, Jesus, and that's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us your Son, Jesus, who we can pray to, we can receive what he gave us. But Lord, we have to come, as Penny said in the beginning, repenting to you for what we've done that is wrong. Yes, everyone will confess Jesus as Lord, but as we confess, we also come repenting, Lord. And Lord, where we have not loved others, we take the words of Jesus himself. He says to us, but I say to you, hear, and this is Jesus speaking in Luke 6:27, to love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. So Lord, where we have walked and we have hurt you, Father God, we have hurt your heart, Father, because we have unloved those that you've called us to love. We have walked out of your will, Father, and we have seen the wrongs of others, and we have condemned them in our own way. We have criticized them in our own way. Father, we repent right now, Father God. We repent where we have broken your heart, Father, and we have followed our own ways and not yours. And Father, we take your word, we take it very serious, Lord, because as we have read over that prayer over and over, it's not any one of us. It's not the men in the service. It's not anyone in Congress. It's not anyone in the White House that's going to do it, Father. Yes. It's by your hand and your love for this nation that it is going to come back to remain one nation under God. Praise you, Father. And I just do want to decree, Lord. We decree, Lord, that it is not by power, it is not by might, but it is by the Holy Spirit that says the Lord that this nation will return one nation under God. Praise you, Father.
Isaiah 55, 6 and 7 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Amen. That's a promise.
Amen.
That is a promise. Mm-hmm. What Penny just prayed to us is a promise. If we, he will. Father, we thank you for your promises in your word, that there are many promises in the Bible, but the promises come with, if we, he will. Praise you, Father.
The Bible says the Lord waits to be gracious to you. He longs to show compassion. Is he waiting for you? He waits to be gracious to us. He's just waiting for the people of this country to get on their knees and return to him, confess their sins, stop the wicked ways. As Del said, it's God that's going to do it. No president, no army. If there's success, it's because the Lord ordained that success. And when there isn't, we need to look at our own hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Not even those in so-called charge, because God's the one ultimately in charge. And he will let those rise and let those fall how he wills.
I don't want to break this, but the Lord just keeps giving me this over and over again. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. And the thing is, that's what he's saying. Follow my word.
Yes.
And
yes.
What is yellow? Yellow is bright. And what happened in the Wizard of Oz? I mean, I want to break all this prayer, but what happened in the Wizard of Oz? They expected it all to be behind that curtain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what was behind the curtain was
man.
A man.
Right.
A man.
Right.
A man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he's saying. Follow my word. Follow my word. Follow my word. And it's not going to be a man behind that curtain. Mm-hmm. It's the Lord of God.
Amen.
And they were
Amen.
Expecting a miracle, but they got it in a different way. And it's like the same with us. And that's what God's saying. Follow, 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 mm-hmm. follow him. Mm-hmm. That's where the rules are. That's where the promises are. That's where mm-hmm. the end will happen.
His
that
road.
God will do it. Yes.
His road, his yeah. ways, his
right.
plans.
Oh, yeah. I just keep hearing it. Follow the yellow brick road.
Gosh, yeah. And to think that, you know, even the characters, I know, now. See, now you mentioned something like that, and then I go there. You know, the characters, you know, one was, had a heart. It didn't have a heart, and all he wanted, like, I want
a
the heart.
Right.
It's like even many that are listening now, I want to know what that means, having the heart of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Having, you know, a heart that's been changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where the word can land and live in. And so
yes.
that, like, you know, the scripture says in Psalm, I believe is 119, that so that my heart will not sin against thee, you know, mm-hmm. if the word is there. And, you know, so I think about that. What I think that was the Tin Man. And then, you know, the Scarecrow, you know, where he didn't have a brain and he was all he was asking is like, so how many of us are, you know, listening in and saying, how do I renew my mind? How do I change my mindset concerning this?
And wisdom.
You know?
He promises wisdom
yes.
in abundance
yes.
if we ask.
Yeah. And then, you know, the girl wanting to return back home.
Mm.
Like,
right.
you know, like, wow, where's really home? You know, again, I just want to remind people, our eternal,
mm-hmm.
our Sabbath rest is in him.
Amen.
That our we're passing by,
yeah,
you know, we have this home that we're looking forward to, and it's heaven on earth as
mm-hmm.
well. We can experience heaven on earth, but I mean, I'm looking at all these characters, and even today, those very same people that are looking for that,
oh,
you can
and the
get
lion
it.
Needed
and the
courage.
Lion,
and the lion.
Yes.
How many are living in fear?
Yes.
And you just need to look to the Lord instead of man.
Yeah, and when you had mentioned, Dale, about authority, that lion had authority.
Yes.
He didn't realize.
No,
he was made as a lion,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
Yeah, he was like, you know, with the tail, you know,
right.
between his legs. It's
and
like,
his wife and his tears.
He was like,
with the tail.
I'm a cat instead. No, you're not a cat. You're a lion.
That is who we are in Christ.
Yes.
And when Amen. We come to him in prayer, we are that lion.
Yeah.
And, but too many of us are cowering
yeah.
with our tail between
yeah.
our legs,
right.
and we are not praying.
Yeah, yeah.
As we talked about in the time before, is that we have the authority.
Yes.
Jesus
yes.
gave us
yes.
the authority
yes.
to pray in his name.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I know she has something over
oh.
there.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well,
go.
I just keep hearing the word exasperated.
Mm.
I think that many many people are exasperated.
Yeah, that's a good word.
And it's an exasperated person is someone experiencing extreme annoyance, frustration, or irritation, often because they are powerless to solve a problem.
We're not powerless in him.
We're not. But many, many, when you hear people making horrible comments about other people, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's taking up the airwaves and social media, right. is people that are, it also says they're intensely irritated or annoyed, frustrated, no more patience. They're incensed, infuriated, annoyed, aggravated, and vexed. And that's what we're seeing with people. So that's it's like it's weighing heavily in the air over the nation, which is why the body of Christ needs to rise up in our authority, in with the love of Jesus, in with speaking life into every situation. And this is why our prayers for our nation are so important. I've been to prayer meetings where it was a bunch of exasperated people, and all they did was talk about everything that was wrong instead of praying.
Renew your
everything
mind.
That is right.
Yeah. Renew your mind with his word. Excuse me. We're listening to so many negative voices instead of being in the word of God, where there's life and power and light. We're just staying in the darkness, listening to all the complaining and the criticism and the hate, frankly.
It's terrible. And this is our opportunity, the church's opportunity to rise up. And as I had said last week, that the Lord spoke to me in October of 2023 to unite the intercessors. So consider this a uniting of intercessors. Flood the airwaves with prayer.
Amen.
We intend to do more prayer on my program on Hidden Places. And we intend to decree and declare the plans and purposes of God for the Treasure Coast and beyond. And because the Lord had said, my body needs to hear, H-E-A-R. Faith comes by hearing, when you hear. So when you hear what the intercessors are hearing from the Spirit of God, and when you hear the intercessors praying it out, you will be filled with hope, strength, and encouragement.
Amen.
And it's, you know, again, we always talk about because of intercessors, you know, that's what we're called to. And that's our, you know, the proclivity, I think that's the right term to use for that. You know, we have that unction to pray, and there's many in the body that are not really called to maybe to the degree of prayer that we are, but
that doesn't mean
to pray.
You're not called to pray.
We're all called to pray. And if you don't know how to pray, or you don't spend a lot of time in prayer, then get with people that do, so that you can be encouraged and that you can be filled with hope.
And you know, that brings me to the most important part in all this, is that originally the disciples, I don't recall them asking Jesus, hey, how do you cast out a demon? You know, how are you healing the sick? I don't recall. Am I right, ladies? If not, please correct me. I don't recall that. But I do recall when they all came in agreement and said, teach me how to pray.
Teach us how to pray.
Like, what is this that you do when you go away on your own? You know, when we see you in those hidden places, when you just remove yourself from us, who are you looking towards? Who are you? I mean, the words that come out of you when you're, how do you do that? I mean, that's what they were hungry for. Just like even today, I find myself even in intercession, I'm always like, Lord, teach me how to pray. I am always like, teach me how to pray concerning this. Teach me how to pray. And so the same way the disciples did, you know, I pray that that hunger and that thirst, that desire, that longing to pray the way Jesus prayed to the Father and his words, you know, that was a framework, that was a blueprint. But gosh, even when you do a study on our Father who are in heaven, I mean, the breakdown of it, it's just, mm-hmm. it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know how to pray, go back to, you know, Matthew 6, mm-hmm. you know, and stay there and ask him, what does that mean, our Father? Like, what? Where was Jesus's posture when he was saying that? Who was he acknowledging? Hallowed be thy name. You know, I mean, get in there. And trust me, he's going to meet you there. And he is going to reveal to you. He's the same God that revealed to the woman in the well. Mm-hmm. Right? So many things that she didn't know. He was her revealer. He will be your revealer as well when it comes to prayer. Mm-hmm. But you must pray.
Amen. And, you know, Penny has written a book on prayer with regard to the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
So if you need a resource, then you can contact Penny Cook, Cook with an E.
And Dale wrote that book, too. I want to read it. That
walking in a minefield.
Yes, we are.
All right. So we are out of time. And again, I want to thank you, Penny Cook and Del Bates, for being with us today. And we do want to have you come back again. I know it's a long way for you to come from where you are, but
it's worth it.
This went so fast.
Amen. I know. It does go really quick. So again, thank you, ladies. And
thank you.
Del, how can people get in touch with you?
Just delbates.com. Okay. Just like it sounds, DelBates.com.
Okay.
My website.
All right. And Penny?
It's PennyCookAuthor.com, and that's Cook with an E.
Cook with an E. Mm-hmm. I always remember that.
And you can find us on Seeds of Hope with Del and Penny.
Yes, on
your podcast.
Wherever
you like to watch podcasts.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much. It's really been great having you guys here.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to meeting up again.
Yes.
It's been awesome.
Yes.
All right. God bless. And we'll see everybody next week.
From the oceans through the valleys, from the mainland to the shore, let your kingdom be awakened in the hearts of men once more. Call your children into freedom, captive souls to liberty. Come awaken, Holy Spirit. Come awaken us today. kingdom, for your glory. Come away.
Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.